Again, good evening, Saints. This is CBG Tony speaking. Today is January 11th, 2022. And I guess you could say this go into my Fruit of the Lights series, but I don't know what number it is, maybe 28 or 27, 28, I think. Chip might know. But the title is Be Still and Know That I'm God. Because that's something that is not only just we as body members, but as believers as a whole. No matter what your belief in Christ is, whether it's John 3:16 or the upon heavenlies with the body of Christ. But in the troubles that we have, truly it's already happened in Scripture as far as famines and wars and such as that, and calamities, and the threats of such. And one place in the Psalms, David says, "Be still and know that I am God." So we're going to turn to Psalms 46, and it's in 10, but I'm going to read the entire 11 verses. So it's 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. God, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow. He cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Above all this, he said, be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. This is the second or Exodus book of Israel. It's concerning Israel's ruins, and it's the help of the deliverer. The CB note states that doubtless this is Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, during Sennacherib's siege. No other period of Israel's history suits it. Not celebrating a victorious campaign, but a successful defense with God. You know, when you be still, you reflect. That's the best time to reflect, is to be still. To trust. Listen. Or hear. Because sometimes someone can talk and you don't hear them. But to be still You hear every tone of that person's voice. You focus. Don't question. Don't complain. Be silent. Fear not. Because, you know, when God is on your side, there is no fear. I know just human nature. It's so, we get caught up in whatever the arrangement is and get fearful. Why? Why do we fear? I guess it's just the old sinful nature that we can't totally get rid of. I personally, when I feel fearful like that, first thing I do is think on my Lord and Savior and put the burden on Him. To be still is to exhort no energy. Stop focusing on yourself and let God, even Christ, do your battles for you, as He did with Israel countless times. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Be still here is fear not concerning Hezekiah and Israel during Israel's age, where God sent an angel to slay the entire army that was being bothersome to Hezekiah, killing 185,000 trained soldiers in one night. When we look at Mark 4:39, when Christ was in the boat, He was going from one side to the other, from one land to the other. They just had a meeting. And he was sleeping. He was tired. And there was a storm brewing, or had brewed. And they were afraid. Everybody on the boat was afraid. They said, wait, how can you sleep? And in 4:39, and Christ arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Now, he might not have said it as calmly as I said it, but then again, maybe he did. Christ our Lord, I don't know that he raised his voice too many times. Sure he did on the steps of the temple when he overturned the tables. He said, peace be still, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And Christ said unto the disciples, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? They've already witnessed some of his miracles, and they're in the middle of one of his miracles at this time. Peace is, and this is sihofa, is to properly hush or muteness or an involuntary stillness or inability to speak or in a disposition to speak. And to be still is to muzzle. The Hebrew word be still is rafa, to slacken. In many applications, literal or figurative, it's to abate, to cease, to consume, to draw, to fail, to faint, to forsake, idle, leave, let alone slack, stay, or be still, or be slothful. But when we be still, one thing, when you think about God, and you get into, I know me, when I get to thinking, communing with God, and you be still, you listen. In Isaiah 49, listen is used one time. Actually, listen is the word, the English word, listen, is only used one time in Scripture. And it's in Isaiah 49:1-6. And what is said is the message to Israel and to the world. The message is the Lord himself giving his prophecy. In the CB, the Messiah prophesied of in Isaiah 7, neither Isaiah nor Israel nor the church. Instead, I'm getting a little ahead of myself as far as O Isles, because that's the very first thing. And when he says O Isles, the Messiah is here regarding as having been rejected by the Jews and as I'm now turning to the Gentiles to whom the Father hath given him. So Isaiah 49:1-6, he says, listen, O Isles. Now these are distant islands, distant lands. This ain't just local to Israel. Listen, O Isles, unto me and hearken, ye people from afar. This is not Israel in total. This is the Gentiles. The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. Does this sound similar? In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me. This period that he hid was 30 years in Nazareth while he was under the shadow of God's hands. Makes sense. And he made me a polished shaft in his quiver hath he hid me. In his quiver, an arrow waiting to launch. And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught and in vain. Surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb. See, he was called, now he's formed, to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord. And my God shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Wow. This is to the whole world. This can be read in John. Paul makes reference of call from the womb. It's like the Psalms just concerning the Lord. It's amazingly noted in comparison to Christ also. When we look in Galatians 1:15. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. You know, being a body member, we can understand being called from, being separated from the mother's womb. Actually, we go farther back. We go back from before the foundation. I don't know about y'all, but my measly brain can't really compute that, but I take it as God's word. If he said it, it's yea and amen to me. How can we see today, using this context as body members, to be still during our troubles? To put our burdens on Christ. Focus on him and not ourselves. Put our faith in him and not ourselves. Because it's his faith that strengthens each and every person that's under the sound of my voice. Even when we're troubled. Mike and Dee is getting poured over with prayer. And I guarantee you they feel every single one of them. I know I've gotten them. I still feel prayers occasionally. Because I know you guys are praying for me just like I'm praying for every one of you. You know, concerning COVID, if a tiny, unseeable, microbial, man-made virus can do as much damage in mankind as this one is doing, just imagine what mustard-sized strength faith, F-A-I-T-H, can do. If all believers just had the faith of a mustard seed, just imagine what could be done. Keep faith in God through all times. He will guide us through by wrapping our entire existence in faith is found in his armor. Actually, it's our armor. When we have embedded in our heart, in our being, in our loins, the faith that God expects us to have, Satan can't touch us. You know, though we might perish from this COVID, whether you're vaxxed, whether you're not, if we perish, it's God's will. That's the way it is. I believe that wholeheartedly. If God can protect Paul from the poisons that he was trying to be killed with, or however they tried to kill him, he made it through with the viper. God protected him. How is this COVID any different? How is the jab any different? If God don't want you hurt by this, you're not going to be hurt. Plain, simple as you can get it. Because my faith is in him. And I know every one of your faith is in him. So, how can we see today, using this context as body members, to be still? Amen, Michael. And we know that's in Ephesians 6:10-18. Where Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor The panoply of God, the whole armor, the full, complete armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Yeah, we can see this daily. All we gotta do is turn on the TV. All we gotta do is go to town. Go to Walmart. Walmart is the place right now. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that is normal humans, but sometimes we do, just from their chatter, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places in the heavens. Wherefore, on account of all of this, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. That you may be able to withstand tomorrow. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, and having the breastplate of righteousness. And above all, take the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for saints. When we look at the seven things that's listed, but six are actually listed. I'm saying seven because prayer in itself, to me, is one of the attributes that falls in line with the armor, the whole armor. Because God's armor, the loins, is the strongest part of the body. And that girded your loins with truth. God's armor is breastplate. It protects the heart. God's attribute from that is righteousness. When you have a righteous heart, you can't do any wrong. There won't be a negative word said against you. When you are righteous in your heart and you follow God's direction. Having your feet shod, that is your walk. And what is it shod with? Shod with peace. I struggle with that one because I'm a bona fide southern redneck that it's kind of hard to hold my peace, but the Lord allows me to do that. And the helmet of salvation, the helmet protects the mind. When we get the full protection of the armor, that helmet is very, very important to protecting our mind, keeping our head straight. Focused on Christ. Focused on God's Word. And the sword of the Spirit. And as it pertains to the body, it's our speech. Or the Word of God. You have God's armor. And you have how it's related to the body. And you have God's attribute. God's armor protects the loins, the breastplate, feet, the shield, the helmet, the sword. The shield is our faith. For we know what faith is. Absence and presence. It's Hebrews 11:1. So, faith is, I didn't copy and paste it on here. Give me faith. I should know this, but my brain is dead right now. There it is. Now, faith is the substance and evidence. Substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. That's our shield. Our shield is the faith. And with all that, praying and watching with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. That encompasses the whole armor because it strengthens the armor. The prayer strengthens the armor that God places on each and every one of us. And it goes in Ephesians 5:1-2, Paul says, be ye therefore followers of God, his dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, for an offering, a sacrifice to God, for a sweet-smelling savor. Be still and know that I am God. And know, stop doubting, be sure, have faith. Don't second guess anything concerning God. And I know nobody here does. I'm just stating that in my study. Be still and know that I am God. God is almighty. God is sovereign. God is in control. Our God is love. Our God is my hope. Our hope. Our rock. Our fortress. God is ever present. Especially at times of trouble. Because as Paul says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. Because he draws his strength from God. When we're weak, is when we should feel God the strongest. God is my Father. God is my Shepherd. God will lead me, nourish me, protect me, and restore me. Be still and know that I am God. That's my study, guys. I've been really, you know, thinking on this, you know, to be still. I know I'm sure Janet, she prays constantly. And I'm sure she does it in a closet or in her home where there's no noise whatsoever. I can envision this. Be still and know that God is still in control even in these ugly times that we see Christianity is about to be persecuted. I can see it. I can see, I don't know, maybe us, the younger ones of us, but I can see Christianity is going to be persecuted again, even in the States here pretty soon. But, you know, with the situation at hand, the media and their governments have got people opposing each other that are families, that are friends. Because they want to. They want to have adversity. Don't that have Satan? spelled right on cross of it. So be still and know that God is still in control. And know that I'm praying for you guys. And I know you're praying for me. And I know that my God is with me. My Lord and Savior Christ is with me. I learned from a long time ago, even before I became into the body of Christ, understanding Scripture rightly divided, that if I was having a bad dream, all I had to do was think about Jesus Christ. And that dream vanished. I've done that for ages. I want you guys to know that I love you. And my bride and I are going on vacation. And I want you guys to be praying for us, even though we are going to be over the rainbow in Hawaii. But we're going to have every single one of you on our hearts and in our prayers the whole time we're there. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for each and every one here. We thank you, Lord, for that you did again, Lord, from before the foundation. And Lord, we thank you for every one of us. It's all we have to do is just focus, to be still, to listen, and let you work in our lives. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.